residential side, the ease, the residential customers of Branson for the water side. But sewer, it stayed equal across the board. So our commercial rates are kind of middle in the state, so to speak, with the areas around us.
Do you not know what the city has on the residential rate, City of Springfield?
I don't have, I'm not on top of my head. I can look it up here real quick if you take a second here. Let me see what I can find.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we need to raise rates to where individuals are hurt. I just want to make sure that we're not using other dollars to subsidize, which I think is what you stated you guys are doing. So.
May not have the best internet connection in here.
I tapped onto the gas a while ago. My cell phone wasn't working, so I may not have it in my presentation notes. I had a PowerPoint when I presented to the board, and it's in that PowerPoint. So I apologize. I don't have that with me right away.
Good. Do you remember if it was compatible to the counties or to the City of Branson's?
This Springfield is more closer to the county.
Thank you.
That aspect.
And I think they also have a completely different population density. Infrastructure costs are a lot lower up there. I mean, it's
challenging in our area. Obviously, we love our area because of the topography, the lakes that we have, the hills and hollers that everybody talks about, and it makes it challenging for Branson as with 76 being on the ridge, and we have many properties to the north and south of that ridge and many different basins that we have to pump out of. And so we have 38 public lift stations, which is unheard of for a city of our size. So extra funding to help with that definitely makes a difference for our area. And two, again, we're kind of a regional facility as we serve both inside and outside customers for that. So we're trying to keep things as reasonable as possible, but we are challenged with our topography and the rock that we have. So.
Well, we committed the $1.6 million. I'm fine with that. I think the main question is the additional 100 and some odd thousand.
Yeah, and we did that, because we wanted to see some projects get completed, because it was a carryover. It was kind of the ask when we had the discussion with them before, and these were two of the lift stations that we had asked that they want to be done, and I think inadvertently, not to your fault or whatever, I think we've seen this increase in our cost, just maybe because these projects could have been done a year ago, and we wouldn't have seen this $150,000 increase in these costs. But I also do understand that the availability of materials and people also cause issue with that as well.
Yeah, we've had some challenges with getting bids. Excel Excavating is the only bid that we received for this Lift Station 10 and 34 project. They do work for the sewer district as well. We was able to get them on board to bid for this. It's not a lot of profit in this type of project, so a lot of those bigger excavating companies that used to do our work are focusing on other more commercial projects right now, and so they just don't have the staffing. It's hard to find labor right now, and so it's been challenging as it's pushed off from year to year. Mm-hmm. And then I'd like to say, back on projects and completing projects, our Lift Station 46 project, which took off last year, which you guys provided funding for, it's well underway. It's scheduled to be finished at the end of May. We're probably roughly 65% complete on that project, so it's progressing well.
Good. So that will be the top three, because we had 10, 34, and 46.
That is correct.
Presented,
yes.
Last year, yeah.
And as mentioned on one of these, it also serves the county.
It does.
Outside the city.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, both lift stations serve both inside and outside customers.
So it'd be beneficial to both entities.
Yes.
And you put this before John Suti, and he knows the budget that he has on there. So did he indicate any reserve that's in the $150,000?
Yes. So when we received the bids, I sent those over to John and talked to Brad Albritton as well with the sewer district, and my understanding is they're both supportive of the additional $157,000.
Yeah,
and that's the way I understood his notes.
Yeah, I was going to say, we received a letter from John on April 11th of 2024 that addressed to the Taney County Commission, kind of spelling out that they were good with the funding and they were able to accommodate that.
We do have another project that we did request for this year. However, and respectfully, you guys had asked to hold on that. It was our Lift Station 17 force main replacement. That was another $1.6 million project, and rightfully so, you guys had asked to hold on that support until these lift stations were underway and well,
sure,
taken care of ahead of that and make sure we're using dollars appropriately. And so as these take off, we're hoping to be under construction here in first part of June. It'll take approximately 180 days to finish these lift stations, and then we'll be requesting.
So by January, we should have
these
three all completed.
Yes.
I think that was kind of more where our comments were directed. Was not, we want to hold, and we want to see something actually done.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And so get something done, and then we can look at, you know, other funding. Moving forward. Because I don't want to be thrown back us later. Well, if we would have done this, it would have been cheaper, but you guys waited a year.
So right.
Yeah.
Whenever, hey, get something done before we keep asking for more.
Yeah.
And so.
Any more questions?
I have no more, ma'am. Do you?
I don't have any.
Sir?
Like I said, I know some of those questions may not have been fair, but.
It's okay. That's what we're here for.
With all that said, I move to approve the City of Branson's funding agreement approval for Lift Station 10 and 13 as requested.
I would ask you restate that. It would be for 10 and 34.
10 and 34. I'm sorry, 13. I move to approve the City of Branson's funding agreement request for Lift Station 10 and 34 in the amount of $1,754,125.
I'm sorry.
It's It's $1,756,000 is the request. I'm sorry. You stated $1,754,000. The request is
$1,756,125. Third time's
charm. It is. We'll give it a shot.
Move to approve the City of Branson's funding agreement request for Lift Station 10 and 34 upgrade project as presented in the amount of $1,756,125.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Please send our best regards to the city, please. All right, our next order of business, we have an agreement for a single radius arch pipe. Assistant Road and Bridge Administrator, we have Mr. Jack Cole with us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. We have file number 24-045. No.
Mine's out of order.
Yours out of order? Mine's out of order, too. Let me... Should be 24-047 Road and Bridge.
That's third one down.
Yeah.
There's a piece of paper there.
Okay, back there, because that's on the front. Okay, let's get this straightened out real quick. Now it's in order. Thank you. All right. We have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 9th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form. It is for the purchase of the single radius arch pipe from Vibrock Sales and Services, LLC, and Taney County would be who the agreement would be with for the purchase of this.
You guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for single radius arch pipe by and between Taney County and Vibrock Sales and Services, LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Our next order of business is the NASPO Value Point Cooperative Contract, number CC-232-820005, file number 24-046, Commission. This is in our jail facility. This would be for the cooktop, for the hood inspection, and fire extinguishers.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
You, and it's on the agenda, 046. I have 04 ValueCon, 045.
Okay, let's see on here.
They just have the, on the agenda, it's just labeled wrong, but it still shows the ValueCon cooperative contract numbers on the agenda.
So file number
045. Yeah, so we're agenda. It should be, so there should be a correction to our agenda. Good catch. The file number on this should be referred to as 24-045, Commission, CM. So with that correction, we'll move forward because we do have our letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 8th, 2024, and it does state that file number 24-045M for maintenance.
Move to approve the Value Point contract by and between Johnson Controls and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That's what happened. The one right above it has the same file number as this one. I see it now, too.
I saw that.
And, but our letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 11, 24, has the correct file number, 24-046CM. So our next order of business, like I said, we will be the NAP Local Government Certification, file number 24-046CM.
We have the full letter from council.
Is it on the back side of yours?
Thank you.
Yep. Is yours printed on the back side of yours?
No, the back side is the local government.
Yep. I do not have two separate. Mine is printed on the back side, so you can see his remark there.
Yours is separate?
No, it's printed on the back side.
Mine is too.
Oh, so yours is printed on the back too?
No.
See
this one's on the back.
Okay. All right.
That's good. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Okay.
Do we...
How does this letter end?
We did that there for the end there. Do you know who requested for this to be on here? No, I'm assuming there's nobody here to...
I believe it would be... The Seniors Friendship, yes.
Would that be Glenda Hunt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I don't see a representative from there this morning here to answer any questions that we have.
I don't know that they knew it was going to be on.
Okay.
We want a table for next week?
I think we should, so we can get a representative in front of us to give them a fair shake. I would hate to move forward without anything, without them being able to talk about it and give us any information that we request. So we will just take no action, or do you want a table till next week?
It's up to you guys.
Ma'am, preference from one or the other?
And make sure they can come next week, so I just take no action.
Okay, so at this time we'll take no action. We'll just keep it note on here that we'll take no action this morning, and then we'll move forward as they can attend.
I believe it states that we're not approving, that it just requires a government application to have certificate